The chairwoman supervising the polling place at North Pole City Hall said Tuesday she thinks turnout there was the biggest for a midterm general election that she'd seen in the many years she's been working the polls there. Barb Sevier says when she opened the door to City Hall at 7 a.m., about 20 people were already lined up waiting to get in. Poll workers in Salcha also reported a big turnout. Area resident Scott Burnett says he thinks it's because a lot of voters turned out for the same reason he did.
Just time to change them all. Things haven't changed in several years. It's time for a change.
In Delta Junction, voters had to wait in line often during the day to sign in at the Delta Community Center. Several of them, like Josh Padgett, said they were also motivated to turn out so they could make some changes.
I voted for a lot of new blood, I guess you would say, because I think it is time for change.
Even though much of the interior is solidly Republican, Padgett says he wasn't motivated solely by partisanship. He says he just wanted the best people for the job.
I'm not a liberal and I'm not a Republican. I choose who I think is going to be best for the country and Alaska. And I voted a little bit of both, whoever I felt would do the right thing for the state and the country as a whole.
North Pole resident Amber Crane says she believes most voters were, like her, motivated to turn out for the marijuana regulating ballot initiative.
I just think a lot more people are showing up today because of ballot measure 2. I know that was a big reason for me to come out today.
Crane didn't offer which way she voted on the initiative, but Margie Hauger, who just left her polling place at the Salcha School, said she strongly supports the pro-pot initiative. She says legalization would enable police to spend more time on more serious crimes.
There is so much more that they can spend their time on. So I'm all for legalizing it just so that dangerous drugs and stuff can be off the streets because I have kids and grandkids.
Proposition 2 appeared headed to victory early this morning, so the support for the marijuana initiative seems to be the only voter feedback from Tuesday's informal survey to accurately reflect what most voters actually favored. Despite all the grumbling about throwing the bums out, all but one lawmaker from the interior, Fairbanks House District 5 Representative Pete Higgins, were reelected Tuesday. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.